Welcome to the Lead Every Day Show. Our mission is to see a world well-led. And our strategy to get there? To empower leaders like you to lead every day. So let's get to work.
It's season four. Welcome to the Lead Every Day Show. I'm excited that we're starting a brand new season. Randy Gravitt here.
Mark Miller.
And we're fired up. And we're going to be talking about teams. I'll make a statement here. Teams that last aren't built fast, but they are built. And we know the importance of that. And that's what we're going to be talking about here during this season. So I'm excited, Mark, to jump into a topic that I know is near to both of our hearts, this idea of teams. We think you can accomplish a lot more when you get a group of people working together. So let's talk some teams. How you doing, man?
I'm doing really good, and I'm excited about this topic. I think you know this. Our audience may not. I have spent more time, energy, and effort studying, tinkering, leading, and practicing the disciplines of teams more than anything else. At Chick-fil-A, we actively worked on teams for almost 25 years. From the time we said, hey, we think we can do more together than we can individually. There's a backstory I'll tell you later, but I've invested more time in this topic than any other topic that we've ever written about.
Well, and I think I'm the same way. I mean, I go, and your story's probably similar to mine. I go all the way back. I think I was 5 years old the first time I signed up to, my dad signed me up to play T-ball, you know, it's like, and I was a part of a team, and I'll be 60 this year. And I don't think there's been a time since I was five that I wasn't a part of a team in some way, shape or form. So I mean, decades of this And I've been on some really good teams, and I've been on some teams that were not so good. And I think back to some of those early days. I was just, as we were preparing for this, I was thinking about a game I played in when I was in high school. I was playing in a football game, and it came down to the end of the game, and we actually took the ball, drove the length of the field, and scored to take a 21-20 lead in this game. And then the game comes down at the end. I was off the field on defense. I wasn't playing. But the defense has this stand at the end and holds the other team as time ran out. And we won the game. And I just remember, I mean, again, that's crazy. It's been 40 years since this happened. I was thinking about that, the feeling of that. It's just really hard to replicate when a team gets it right and they're all together. It's a cool feeling, and when you and you know, and what's the old agony of defeat is brutal too when you the team doesn't function correctly. And my suspicion is a bunch of people are listening that they've got some teams that might not be working the way they should, and that's pretty disheartening when that's the case. So we're going to try to help them these next few days. It's going to be cool.
Yes. So let me give you my backstory again. 25 years plus studying and practicing the disciplines at Chick-fil-A. But my team story, like yours, goes way back. I was just a little kid. I'm not sure if I was five or six or seven, but somewhere in there when I played on my first team. And I played on teams like you my entire life, even into my 30s. I was still playing softball. and I played forever and played all kinds of sports. I remember as a little kid, I was on two different baseball teams, and I still remember rolling around in the back of the station wagon because the days before seatbelts.
I was going to say, you might need to explain what a station wagon is for most of our audience.
Yeah, a car with a big back seat.
We had one too.
And,
no seatbelts back
no
in the
seat
day.
No seatbelts. And I was changing uniforms as mom was taking me from one game to another because I was on two different
teams.
That
was your locker room.
That was my locker room. And I didn't notice this early. I was not the sharpest knife in the drawer. But I think I started reflecting in high school that I had never been on a good team. I'd always been on losing teams in all the sports.
Right.
And it troubled me for a moment. I remember this having these thoughts. And then I reconciled, I don't care because I love teams so much.
Yeah.
And then it was 15, 20 years after that when Chick-fil-A said, hey, we want you to figure out why some teams flourish and most flounder. So it was so exciting for me to take something I had been passionate about my whole life, and I understood the dark side, the downside, the agony of defeat. I understood that completely.
Yeah.
But we began a diligent and focused effort on studying the best teams in the world, and that's what's led us to
and you thought we're
to where we are today.
Build some great teams,
and we've done a lot of work on that. So excited to share that with the listeners.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So, what would you say? I've been thinking about this a little bit. What would you say to the person out there who maybe they're in a young generation, maybe they're an old generation? You know, there are people out there who are. Before I say it, let me say this. I think our culture has changed a little bit as I think about teams, and there are some people now that are just kind of, and I think we've always had this, but just let's just go it alone kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think there's danger in that, because I don't think we can accomplish what we could. But B, I think we miss a lot of joy when we're not a part of that group. But what would you say to that group of people who may be hesitant to lean into the team concept?
Well, I talk to leaders all the time, and I want to proactively address exactly what you're referencing. And here's what I tell them. I hope and pray that you're going to lead something big enough that you need a team. Hmm. Because if you can lead it by yourself, single-handedly, it's not that big.
Yeah,
it's just not that big.
Isn't that great? I mean, do something big enough that you can't do it by yourself. I mean, that's just a great way to think about it. I love that.
And then one more thing. The data on this is that teams outperform individuals. And I've seen different stats on this, so I can't cite a particular reference. But between 92 and 96% of the time, the data I've seen over the years is that teams outperform individuals, which you may think, well, that's obvious. But some of you may go, are you serious? And I think it's actually somewhat common sense, because you're so much smarter when you come together. Your collective wisdom, your collective experience, your collective education, your collective capacity, your all of that, you just, you know, you're better together. And if it's led well, then that structural decision translates into performance. So that's why, I mean, it's fun to be on teams, and you mentioned the satisfaction and the joy. Yeah, that's not why I do it.
Right.
I mean, you do get that.
You're thinking effectiveness.
Teams is a strategic leadership decision for men and women who want to improve performance.
Yeah, and I'll kind of land that piece of it. I think that's why we're together. I mean, I think as we kind of end this episode here, and we're going to jump into these team concepts these next few weeks, it's going to be great. But it's so good to know that we're trying to live this out. I mean, this is like we've come together.
Yeah.
We think we can make a bigger difference, help more people. Again, this is not something that is theory for us. Everything we talk about, we're practicing or trying to practice.
And you don't do it for fun, though it is fun.
Right, exactly.
Because you have strengths that I don't have, and I have strengths that you don't have, and we're better together.
Yeah.
I mean,
we
represent a microcosm.
And we have a team of 15-20 other people that helping are helping us.
Sure.
Exactly.
But just the fact you and I are together is a microcosm of the power of teams.
Well, it goes back to what I said a minute ago. It would have been easy when you left your other job. I know you didn't retire. You don't retire from a calling, right? You retired from a job. So when you left that, it would have been easy to just say, but at the end of the day, you still have to have people to help you do.
I want to do something bigger than what I can do by myself.
Yeah, exactly. So I love that. I think that's really great. All right, so we're going to leave it there today. I want to challenge you, if you're listening, to ask yourself, are you doing something that is bigger than what you can do on your own? If you're the leader of the team, this might be a great place for you to start. These next few weeks, we're going to give you some things to think about. If you're a part of a team, I want to encourage you to come back as well. We're going to give you a chance to be a better teammate and help your team to do some things. As you were talking and ending there, I'll end with this thought. You really do have a chance to run up the score in your organization, your business, your sports team, whatever you have going on. But you won't do it without doing it together. I think what Mark said is so true. It is better together. We believe that. And I just want to ask you to come back these next few days. We're gonna share with you what we know about.
We're gonna get very tactical.
Very tactical.
Very tactical.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah, I think I told you, and I've been accused of being painfully pragmatic.
And I love it.
I wear that as a badge of honor.
I
want to help leaders do the right stuff.
We think you practice your way to high performance. I mean, it really is so true. So we're going to run up the score. Come back. Join us for that. Remember, the best leaders lead every day.